With a thankful heart, we bring you another Way of Truth broadcast. This service originates from the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Alvin Craig speaking, and we're certainly thankful that you are a part of our congregation today, and we're trusting the Lord will make our broadcast a real blessing to you. Heavenly Father, we are truly thankful for your beautiful way, and we're thankful for the love that brought Jesus into this world to make it possible for us to live for thee. As thy servant John said, "Behold what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God." We thank you for that love that brought Jesus into the world, and we're thankful that we can present his gospel on this broadcast today. We're thankful for each one in our congregation, and we're trusting the Holy Spirit will be able to use us and use this broadcast to make it a blessing to precious eternity-bound souls. If there be those who do not know thee, may the Holy Spirit work in hearts and deal with souls. We would be so thankful if we could know that someone had found the Lord through our efforts today. So take this broadcast, use it for your glory and for the good of souls. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Would you flee from sin and serve the Lord? Be ready when he comes. He will soon
be ready.
Our subject for today's broadcast, The Handwriting on the Wall. We have before us another event recorded in the Old Testament, which we can say as Paul did. Now all these things happened unto them for examples, and they are written for our admonition, 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 11. I will use one verse of Scripture out of the 5th chapter of Daniel as our text. Belshazzar, the king, made a great feast to 1,000 of his lords, and drank wine before the thousands. And so we start with drunkenness and idolatry in a king's court. Belshazzar, the king, and the time was around 539 B.C., about 23 years after the death of Nebuchadnezzar. Belshazzar was not the literal son of Nebuchadnezzar. His actual father, a priest, was made king in 556 B.C. and made his son co-regent in 550 B.C., which explains why Belshazzar offered Daniel the third place in the kingdom. Now, a great feast with a thousand of his lords, possibly well on their way to getting drunk, and he orders them to bring the gold and silver vessels that had been brought from the temple in Jerusalem, that the king and his princes and his wives and his concubines might drink therein, according to verse 2 of Daniel 5. And they brought these vessels that had been dedicated to God's service and been in the temple in Jerusalem when carried away by the Babylonian army. Now, they drank this wine out of these holy vessels. They drank wine, and not only did they drink the wine out of the vessels, but they praised the gods of gold and of silver and of brass, of iron, of wood, and stone, according to verse 4. So they not only drank wine out of these holy vessels, but they also praised idol gods instead of recognizing the true and the living God. Would we ever stoop so low and become guilty of idolatry? Well, we do if we yield to the sin of covetousness. Notice this verse of Scripture. For this ye know, that no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man, who is an idolater, hath any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. So Paul wrote Ephesians 5 and 5. Again in Colossians 3 and 5, Paul calls covetousness idolatry. And we do whenever we make mammon our God. Jesus said, you cannot serve God and mammon. And so whenever we make mammon, that is money and material things, our God, then they become our God, and we are idol worshippers. Suddenly, there is panic in the king's court as they were drinking there and getting drunker and as the hour passed on. In the same hour came forth fingers of a man's hand and wrote, and the king saw the part of the hand that wrote, according to verse 5. Then the king's countenance was changed, and his thoughts troubled him, so that the joints of his loins were loosed, and his knees smote one against another. Verse 6, he saw the part of a man's hand. What if he had seen the face of God? What would have happened then? If just a small manifestation of God's power had that effect, then what would be the effect of coming face to face with Almighty God? And we shall someday. What about the coming judgment, when we all must appear before the Lord? Will we be able to stand? Not if we are wicked. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. So we read in Psalm 1 and verse 5. The king calls for his advisors, helpless advisors. You know, many who are troubled go to the wrong source for help. Yes, many even today who are troubled go to the wrong source for help. The king cried aloud to bring in the astrologers, the Chaldeans, and the soothsayers. But they could not read the writing. They couldn't help the king. And then the queen mother comes into the banquet hall, and there she said to the king, Belshazzar, "There is a man in thy kingdom, and light and understanding and wisdom, like the wisdom of the gods, was found in him, forasmuch as an excellent spirit and knowledge and understanding, interpreting of dreams and showing of hard sentences and dissolving of doubts were found in the same Daniel. Now let Daniel be called, and he will show the interpretation." Verses 10, 11, and 12. You remember Daniel was carried away from Jerusalem when he was a teenager, maybe around 16 years of age. And he was taken to Babylon and put in college there, separated from his people and just a few of his friends with him. And he refused to defile himself with the king's meat and his king and the king's drinks. And he determined he was going to be true to God. And he was true to God, and of course God was true to him. And he did indeed have an excellent spirit, and he was the one that had told Nebuchadnezzar his dream, the meaning of it, and about the image, a great image that was set up, as we read in Daniel chapter 2. And he also told Nebuchadnezzar about the tree that was cut down and the stump that was left, and he told him the meaning of it as well. And so Daniel was indeed a man of integrity, a man who knew God, and God knew the hearts of everyone and was able to reveal them to Daniel. Daniel told the king, and he asked him, "Aren't your astrologers," I'm talking about Nebuchadnezzar now, "aren't your astrologers and wise men and so forth able to tell you this?" And of course the king had to say no. And Daniel said, "There is a God in heaven who revealeth secrets." Yes, and that same God is still in heaven today. And he sees and he knows all things. And so the queen mother reminds Belshazzar about this man that was in his kingdom. And he sends for the man of God. And the man of God arrives. In God's name, he said, "I have heard of thee," or of thee. Belshazzar had not sought Daniel before, but he said, "I've heard of you." And people of the world are not much different. They make little effort to get to know the people of God, except maybe in time of sickness and in time of death, in time of trouble. You need to get to know God in His power now. And you need to know Him as your own Heavenly Father, not just hear about Him. Belshazzar had heard about Daniel, but you don't need to just hear about God. You need to know God, and you need to know Him in His might and in His power. Daniel rejects the king's reward. The king had offered him a lot of stuff and a gold chain around his neck and so forth, and Daniel rejects that. He was not out for the money. A man of God is not moved by gifts. He will tell you the truth without them. He does not require love offerings and the such like to tell you the truth. A man of God will tell you the truth because he has a love in his heart for your soul. He has a concern for your eternal destiny and your eternal welfare. Daniel reminded Belshazzar of how God had given Nebuchadnezzar a kingdom and majesty and glory and honor. But when his heart was lifted up and his mind hardened in pride, he was deposed from his kingly throne, and they took his glory from him. and he was driven out to live like an ox for 7 years. And thou, O Belshazzar, hast not humbled thine heart, though thou knewest all these things. Yes, he knew about his grandfather, Nebuchadnezzar, and he knew about the times that he had been told, his dream and so forth. And Daniel reminds Belshazzar of these things. O Belshazzar, hast thou humbled thine heart? Thou that knewest thee all of these things, but hast lifted up thyself against the Lord of heaven. Instead of humbling your heart, you have lifted up yourself against God. And they have brought the vessels of the house before thee, and thou and thy lords and thy wives and thy concubines have drunk wine in them, and thou hast praised the gods of wood and fire, of stone and silver and gold, which seest not, nor hear, nor know, and the God in whose hand thy breath is, and whose are all things, hast thou not glorified. Yes, the Apostle Paul told the Athenians there in Athens, when he saw their various gods and even one to the unknown God, he said, this God that's unknown to you, he is the one that has made the heavens and the earth. And it's he who gives to all life and breath, yea, and all things. And that it is in him that we live and move and have our being. And so Daniel reminds Belshazzar that although he knew what had happened to his grandfather, he had not humbled his heart, and he had not sought the God of heaven, but thou hast lifted up thyself against the Lord of heaven, and they have brought the vessels of his house, the Lord's house, before thee, and thou and thy lords and thy wives and thy concubines have drunk wine in them, and thou hast praised the gods of wood, stone, silver, and so forth, which see not, nor hear not, nor know, and the God in whose hand thy breath is, and whose are all thy ways, hast thou not glorified. And isn't it true today? God gives us all richly blessings day by day. But how many people have humbled themselves before the Almighty God to give him recognition, to give him thanks, to give him praise? Yes, there's much sin, there's much rebellion, and there's much evil in the land and in the world today. People have forgotten God, and they wonder why our nations are in such turmoil and in such trouble as they are today. Beloved, whenever a nation forgets God, God forsakes them. We need to realize that. You cannot forsake God and expect God's continued blessings. If you're going to live for the devil, you're going to take the consequences of doing so. Yes, I know that's plain, but it is true. If we're going to serve sin, we're going to take the consequences of sin. And sin is indeed very, very costly. And so God sent Daniel there to tell Belshazzar the meaning of the dream. And he told him, God has numbered your kingdom and finished it. You have been weighed in the balances and found wanting. Your kingdom has been divided and given to the Medes and the Persians. Every one of us one day will be weighed in the balances. Every one of us shall give an account to Almighty God for the life that we live in this time world. If you know biblical history, you know that that very night the Medes and Persians came in to the city and Belshazzar was slain. Yes, this night thy soul will be required of you. In that night was Belshazzar, the king of the Chaldeans, slain, according to verse 30. How quickly the proud and boastful can fall, despite power and wealth. All will be weighed in God's balances. Will you be found wanting as Belshazzar was? The announcement of doom in this story was provoked in part because the king misused and abused some of the vessels that had been brought from the temple in Jerusalem, which were holy and had been dedicated to the service of Almighty God. You know what God's plan and God's will is for us? We are to be vessels. The Apostle Paul tells us we are not our own. We have been bought with a price. Know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, and you are not your own? We are to honor God, we are to worship God, we are to serve God. Solomon said, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. God did not bring you into being to serve sin and the devil. God has a plan for your life. And if you are choosing sin, then you are rejecting God's plan for your life. The Apostle Paul has informed us that if we sow to the flesh, we shall of the flesh reap corruption. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. And that is true of not only individuals, but nations as well. Oh, the great need today is that our nation and other nations of the world turn back to the true and the living God. Can we not see? Can we not understand that our nation is on the wrong path? We're going the wrong way? And that sin is indeed a reproach to any people? Today, even our leaders are trying to force on us to accept ungodly lifestyles of some of the people. Beloved, that which is an abomination in the sight of God should be an abomination in the sight of His people. Sin is a reproach to any people, but righteousness exalteth a nation. May God burden our hearts for our nation, for our world, for it surely stands in need of the true and the living God. Heavenly Father, I pray that You'll take our feeble words today, use them for the good of precious eternity-bound souls. We do not see our congregation, but we know that Your eyes upon each and every one. You know what their spiritual state is. You know what their need is. And we're asking Thee, through Your love, through Your compassion, through Your mercy, that You'll minister to our congregation and bless souls, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. We thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing with you another Way of Truth broadcast. We trust that it has proven to be a blessing, and if so, we would be encouraged if you would write and let us know. Our mailing address, The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. That's The Way of Truth Broadcast, Hagerstown, Maryland, Post Office Box 88, and Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Now, our email address is truth@fred.net, truth@fred.net. And our fax number is 301-739-7173, 301-739-7173. And our webpage address is www.wayoftruth.org. And we'd like to invite you to be with us in our services. Our Sunday morning service begins 20 minutes before 11, and our evening worship service begins at 6. That's Eastern Time. And our services are broadcast live over the Internet, www.wayoftruth.org. You may also find a number of our broadcasts and our monthly Way of Truth magazine on our webpage. Again, www.wayoftruth.org. And now, this is Avani Craig. We thank you for listening to our broadcast today. And we'd like to invite you to tune in this station next week when, again, the Lord willing, we'll be coming your way with another Way of Truth broadcast. And until then, may the blessings of heaven rest and abide upon each and every one of you, is our sincere prayer.